درسه چهارم
Lesson 4 Perception Perception can be defined as the active process of selecting, organizing, and interpreting the information brought to the brain by the senses. In other words, the brain organizes the information and translates it into something meaningful. When we smell a fragrant flower, are we experiencing a sensation or a perception? In everyday language, the terms sensation and perception are often used interchangeably. Perception refers to interpretation of what we take in through our senses. The way we perceive our environment is what makes us different from other animals and different from each other. Perception includes the five senses: touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. It also includes what is known as proprioception, a set of senses involving the ability to detect changes in body positions and movements. It also involves the cognitive processes required to process information, such as recognizing the face of a friend or detecting a familiar scent. The perceptual process allows us to experience the world around us. Take a moment to think of all the things you perceive on a daily basis. At any given moment, you might see familiar objects in your environment, feel the touch of objects and people against your skin, smell the aroma of a home-cooked meal, and hear the sound of music playing in your next-door neighbor's apartment. All of these things help make up our conscious experience and allow us to interact with the people and objects around us. Gestalt Principles of Grouping. The German word Gestalt roughly translates to whole or form. And the Gestalt psychologists sincerely believe that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. In order to interpret what we receive through our senses, they theorized that we attempt to organize this information into certain groups. This allows us to interpret the information completely without unneeded repetition. For example, when you see one dot, you perceive it as such. But when you see five dots together, you group them together by a row of dots. Without this tendency to group our perceptions, that same row would be seen as dot, 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 dot. The Gestalt principles of grouping include four types: similarity, proximity, continuity, and closure. Similarity refers to our tendency to group things together based upon how similar to each other they are. In the first figure, we tend to see two rows of smaller dots and two rows of bigger dots. The dots are grouped according to similar size. In the next figure, we tend to perceive three columns of two lines each rather than six different lines. The lines are grouped together because of how close they are to each other or their proximity to one another. Continuity refers to our tendency to see patterns and therefore perceive things as belonging together if they form some type of continuous pattern. In the third figure, although merely a series of dots, it begins to look like an X. Finally, in the fourth figure, we demonstrate closure, or our tendency to complete familiar objects that have gaps in them. Even at first glance, we perceive a circle and a square.